Morning, 6:43 a.m., June the 22nd, 2016. Yeah, 6:43, I'm out. I'm walking, it's early, it's beautiful. There's sunny, scattered clouds, high thin scattered clouds. There's a breeze, it's a delicious breeze. It's 68 degrees according to the temperature gauge, but it feels, feels a little cooler than that. I ain't complaining. We hit triple digits yesterday, 102. I sound like a radio DJ. Yes, we hit 102 yesterday. It was a nasty hot day outside. I didn't go outside. After I got back in, the only place I went out was to get a takeaway order. The younger daughter, who was supposed to have her wisdom teeth out today as the last meal on her wisdom teeth, wanted lasagna. She thought I was just going to... I keep a frozen lasagna in the freezer, because otherwise it wouldn't be a frozen lasagna. But I need a meal, like, now. What am I going to do? And I'll throw the frozen lasagna in, and we'll have lasagna. Because everybody likes lasagna. But, 102 degrees outside, I'm not going to put the oven on 375. It ain't happening. No. So I got a takeaway from our favorite Italian's place down the street, and we had lasagna last night without adding extra heat to the house, so that was good. That was the only time I went out after the walk was over, keeping in mind yesterday's walk where it was so warm, the sun was so hot. I tried to get up and get out and get moving this morning. And I was aided in that effort because I've been up since 4:30. Just piddling about, not really doing too much, playing a little bit of Minecraft. I use the Curse client, for those of who might be interested, and I'm playing Infinity Evolved as the mod pack. Right at the moment, I am working with building my second giant turbine for power to power my fleet of excavators. I'm at that stage of the game where I am acquiring materials for the sake of acquiring materials. I'm not exactly sure why. I need to stop doing that and focus in on some other parts of the gameplay that I actually enjoy, like processing raw materials. I have these barrels and barrels and barrels of ore that haven't been processed, and processing them can be a bit tedious, so I've set up a system to manage that in the background so I don't have to deal with it, which then comes back around to why am I acquiring 400 stacks of iron blocks. I don't know. So I've just started a second giant reactor, just a second giant turbine. And it was spinning up. But as I was saying, I got up early in part because I couldn't sleep. I couldn't figure out why I couldn't sleep. I woke up several times a night. I went to bed relatively early and woke up a couple of times during the night. Didn't think too much of it, rolled over and went back to sleep. Forgot my pills. I got up and said, okay, it's 4:30, I'm not sleeping, what the hell? And I got up and got my coffee, went downstairs and checked my pill mine. Sure enough, I got to take my pills last night. So I took them at 4:30. I'm probably going to have to take a nap later. No, it's okay. Naps are allowed. 64. I'm going to be 64 in October. Wow. I was just pondering because I've been telling people that I'm going to be 63 in October, I think. And no, you're 63 now. Doofus. It's that arithmetic thing. I have trouble with dates and arithmetic. I think that's why I was so interested in getting into computers, because I have never had a lot of luck with arithmetic. Oh, they filled in the gap. Good, cool. I'm on the new status sidewalk here. They filled in the gap between the gutter and the pavement. Looks good. Definitely a patch job, but looks good. So, yesterday was 3,000 words. It was three sessions. I managed to pull myself away from all of the distractions long enough to get three 1,000-word sessions in, scattered over the course of the day. I need to get 5,000. I need to get more than that if I'm going to get this book done by the end of the month, so that I can get it to beta readers and the editor in July, so I can publish it in August. So I've got to get this thing moving. I'm feeling the pressure. But yeah, compared to yesterday, you can probably tell I'm feeling somewhat better. Having a 3,000 word day in there yesterday helps. Having the walk in helps. They're terrible words. I'm probably not going to keep most of them. They're just blather, blather, blather. And that's okay. They're words, and they move me along, even if they didn't move the story along that much. So I'll have to go through and look at them very carefully. And it occurs to me that I don't really have a theme here. I thought I had a theme, but I don't really have a theme that I've got in mind for this book. So without a theme, I don't really have a guiding principle. Without the guiding principle, I don't really know. My creative side of my brain can't. It just sort of spins, filling in words. So I sort of need a theme. Garbage truck. I was working with a theme. I think I had the idea of heroes need villains, so that I could examine the relationship between toehold space and CPJCT space from the toehold side, to be a kind of counterpoint to what Ishmael and Pip are doing on the other side. I'm still not convinced that I really picked the right idea for Smuggler's Tales. I don't know that this is really a Smuggler's Tale. And maybe that's the problem. Maybe I don't want to write Smuggler's Tales. I need to perhaps explore this a little bit further, get this book out of here, and then look and see what we're going to do when I get it to the other side. Good morning. Bunk post. She's wearing a pink ball cap with words "Good Witch" on the front. I wonder if her name is Glinda. So I don't know. I need a theme. Heroes need villains. Yeah. Things aren't always what they seem. I think heroes need villains is probably a good one, because it lets me explore the idea that you really, who's a hero, who's a villain, sort of depends on your perspective. And so it lets me actually play with this counterpoint idea between Toehold and CPJCT. And whether or not, and I've set them up so that CPJCT looks at Toehold Space as not exactly a villain, but those people on the other side of the tracks that you really don't want to have associating with you. So you don't buy their goods. You don't have trade. You don't make it easy for people to go there. Sort of like Toehold Space is Cuba. And maybe the Smuggler's Tales the answer is a loosening of that sort of animosity, a loosening of that idea that they're on the wrong side of the tracks. I've been playing with the notion that a lot of the crewing requirements are not actually necessary when it comes to CPJCT. And the other side of that is there's a certain, having been out there myself, having been out in a ship on the ocean where you are pretty much at the mercy of the universe, and you have only your wits and forethought and skills to survive. That's very much very much prevalent. But then we do things like the small ships, the fast packets, the explorer scouts. You don't really need to have a watch set. You need to have a really rigorous log. Although, for insurance purposes, it's a good idea to document what you do and how you do it and when you do it and follow the generally accepted starship practices. The accountants out there will laugh at that. So that if something does go wrong, then, you know, at least your beneficiaries won't suffer unduly. Oh, my nose is running. Why is my nose running? I don't know. The sidewalks are coated with pollen. Perhaps that has something to do with it. I don't generally get hay fever. So trying to think about these ideas, trying to balance them out, trying to come up with some sort of rationale in my mind so that I can do what Dean Wesley Smith advised. I've talked about this before, I know. I went to Lincoln City and did a Dean Wesley Smith professional workshop on character, voice, and setting. And one of the things that he always talked about was the dichotomy between the creative brain and the critical brain. And that you use the critical brain to learn things. And then you use the creative brain to use the things that you've learned. But the trick is, you can't use the critical brain to recall them. You have to trust the creative brain to pull the pieces out when you need them. And so this rambling physical and mental that I do, talking about the story, is sort of me noodling about so that when I sit down to write, the creative brain has some ideas to play with when it's trying to pick words to put onto the page. And my goal in that, my role, is to get the hell out of the way so that it can do its job. And I've had some really interesting conversations with people on the ship. I've got some I've got some troubled characters that are mostly self-destructive. I've got some very innocent, quite naive, somewhat dangerously dumb characters. And I've got a few characters who are trying to figure out just how all this actually does go together. So there's certainly a decent setup. Zoya and Natalia haven't had enough interaction, in large part because they're almost always on opposite ends of the ship, because Zoya is a deck officer and she spends most of her time on the bridge, and Natalia is an engineering officer and she spends virtually all of her time in the engine room or in engineering control or engine central or whatever you want to call it. So they don't have a lot of chance to interact now that they've actually got onto this barbell called Melbourne Maru. At least that's what it's called for now. I'm still toying with the idea that it will become the Chernyakhova later, but I'm not sure. That might be just too precious. I don't know if you're going to be able to hear this wind. It didn't just occur to me that there's a pretty good breeze blowing past my ears, which usually means there's quite a lot of noise on the microphone. I apologize for that in advance. Although for you it may not be in advance. It is a refreshing morning. I'm trudging right along right sharply because I want breakfast, I want more coffee, I want to get back and take care of the milk, get back at the keyboard and start pounding. And I don't know if I mentioned when I started, we won't be playing the games with wisdom teeth today. The dentist called last night, family emergency. Canceled, we have to reschedule when he comes back from whatever the emergency is. I'm not sure if you're, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a death in the family or somebody is critically ill or what precisely the issue is, but he's out of the office until further notice, and he needs to reschedule a bunch of assets in order to make this thing work, and he'll call us back. So, yeah, be that as it may, I should call Pathways and see if that 4 o'clock appointment got reset. Anyway, here I am. Almost. Coming up. A few more steps. Almost there. I can do it. Yes. Here I am. At the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.